Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Let's Talk About Love, a radio outreach of Labor of Love Evangelistic Outreach Ministries, where we open the Word of God and break bread together. Prepare to be transformed by the power of the Holy Spirit as you receive the Word of God that will transform your heart, renew your mind, and bless your soul in Jesus' name. Now, here's your host, evangelist and author, M.G. Page.
Praise the Lord. God bless you and welcome to Let's Talk About Love. We are beginning 31 days of prayer tonight. Glory be to God. And I'm so excited for another 31 days of prayer movement. Glory be to God. It's wow, since we've done 31 days of prayer. And for those of you that have purchased the Gateway to Glory first edition of the book, amen, it was birthed out of 31 days of prayer, amen. And each night we chronicled, glory to God, everything that we prayed about and what the Lord had spoken to us and what he gave us, amen, through prayer by the power of the Holy Ghost, amen. And so I've been assigned one more time, praise God, to come before you tonight with another 31 days of prayer. Praise the Lord Most High. Ooh, I get excited when we talk about prayer. Hallelujah. Because I know, my God, from personal experience, there is power in the effectual, fervent prayers of the righteous. There's power in prayer. I said, there's power in prayer. Amen. I've heard mama and them talk about prayer, my grandma, and, you know, and I believe what they said, but I found out for myself when I had to get in the closet to go for broke for me. Yeah. I had to learn how to fight. Come on here. When devils, come on, came up against my life. Hallelujah. And it's the Holy Ghost who teaches us how to pray. The Bible even says that when we don't know how to pray, as we are, he makes intercession for us with moanings and groanings that cannot be uttered. Hallelujah to God. And so tonight we want to go right into prayer. Amen. I want to share with you, amen, our theme scripture for these 31 days. And our sole goal is to give God all, A-L-L, all or nothing. Come on here. Now, let me explain what I mean by that, because I know that the scripture says it only takes the size a grain of a mustard seed faith. Amen. And so to some other people, that may seem like nothing. But for someone else, that's their all. That's all they have. So when we say all or nothing, we want to give him our very best, the best of the best. Amen. We put all of our efforts and all of our time and all of our substance, our seed, come on here, money, into everything else. Come on. We get to know it's true. We give so many other things attention, and we don't give God even half of that. Zion, we have to change. I said, God is going to change us as we diligently seek him earnestly in prayer. Oh, we got work to do. Hallelujah. This is the brightest hour for the church. Yes, the saints are being beheaded all over the world for the sake of the gospel. It's not a game and it's not playing time, but it's praying time. Yes, my God. Ooh, in Jesus' name, let's look at Matthew 22, glory to God, Matthew 22, we're just going to read this a little bit and get right into prayer. Is that all right? Amen. Let's start at verse 36, Matthew 22, verse 36. Master, which is the great commandment in the law? This is the lawyer that was testing Jesus or thought he was trying to. Come on. Jesus said unto him, thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy mind. Did you hear that? He said, love the Lord thy God with all thy heart. Oh, God, so many of our hearts are divided. So many other things, and people have pieces of us Please help us tonight, with all thy soul, our emotions, our mindset, come on, and with all of our mind. A lot of us worship the devil with our minds. We allow so much God. Not the power and authority that God has given us and the commandment to cast those things down. Come on, cast down those imaginations and every lofty thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of our great God. Hallelujah. Bringing every thought captive, come on, unto the obedience of Jesus the Christ. Hallelujah. We got work to do. Come on. Now, I want you to turn with me quickly to Deuteronomy 6, and I want you to hear. This is a commandment that the Lord was giving Israel, hallelujah, through his servant Moses. Verse 4, chapter 6 of Deuteronomy. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord. we're not doing no cows and candles and, come on here, trees and things, stars and sun. The Lord our God, he's one God. He's one Lord. Hallelujah. Meaning, there's none other beside him. Glory be to God. And thou shalt love him, the Lord, thy God, with all thine heart, with all thy soul, and with all thy might. Might, might. Now, we read that in the New Testament, it said the last part was all thy mind. Here in Deuteronomy, he says, all thy might. Then with all of your power. With everything you got. Whatever bit of strength you can muster up. Love on him. Love on him. Give it to him. I say. Yes, Jesus. Now, one more, if it's all right. I want to share. One more scripture with you. And it's the Message version of that very same verse in Matthew that we just read, okay? Hallelujah. It says here that the translation says that we are to love him with a passion in prayer. That really messed me up. Let's go to that, because it didn't just break it down to say, oh, you know, you must love the Lord your God with all of your mind, meaning your thinking and your thoughts and whatever you set your affections on. He specifically takes us to the concept of prayer. Prayer is very important in this. You know how many times I've asked the question, Lord, how exactly do we do this? How exactly do we love you with all of our heart, with all of our soul, with all of our mind? How do we do that? Look, let's take a quick look at what it says here in the Message version. Again, I'm in Matthew chapter 22, and we're looking at verse 30. Now, you remember the King James Version said, thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart and with all thy soul and with all thy mind. Right? Now, here he says, Jesus said, love the Lord your God with all your passion and prayer. Lord, please help me. And intelligence. This is the most important, the first on any list. We got to get on this straight. Is that all right? He said, love the Lord your God. With all your passions. We are passionate about so many things. Our careers, our hair, keeping up nail appointments, making sure we got the right suit for the bishop meeting. Come on here. All of our passion belongs to God. Woo! Hallelujah. And look at what he says. With all your passion and prayer. Oh! It's through prayer that we love on him. Shendidia. Oh, God, love him with all your passion and prayer and intelligence. Woo! He said, this is the most important, the first on any list. Oh, God, we'll stop there. Let us go into prayer. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, we want to thank you for your word tonight. Father God, we take it not granted that you've allowed us this splendid opportunity to come before your throne of grace. Oh God, look at your mercy, look at your grace in allowing us a mind to even want to come in prayer, to seek your face, to lay everything down at the altar. Father, we love you today. We want you to know that we give you honor. We give you praise. We give you thanks. We give you glory. We adore you. We exalt you. We extol you. God, we come before you to say thank you. We're so grateful for a chance, another chance that so many wish they had. Father, we want to thank you for another chance to tell you how much you mean to us. We have gotten caught up in so many other things. Father, we have gotten distracted by many things. We have gotten thrown off course by so many things. But we want you to know tonight that we hear your clarion call. We feel your pull, yes, God, deep down on the inside. Saying there's got to be more. There's more I require of my children. Father, we hear you tonight. And so here we are, thanking you for your mercy in allowing us to come. You could have cut us off before this day, my God. You could have cut us off a long, long, long time ago. But you saw fit to let us come here tonight to repent, oh God, to say that we acknowledge our sin. And we confess it before you. Father, we know that our righteousness is as filthy rags. So we don't come in any holy boldness of ourselves. But we come in the power of the Holy Ghost and in the confidence of Jesus' blood. We know that we're here because of his sacrifice. We know that we can only lift up our hands because of his sacrifice. We can't even call your name, Abashando, without the blood of sacrifice that spilled from Jesus' veins. We want to thank you to the Holy Ghost for our, we can't pray without you. So we thank you, thank you, thank you for being in our midst tonight. Father, we want to thank you for who you made us, sons and daughters of the Most High God. Father, we want to thank you for who you made us, blood washed, redeemed, pupils of your eyes. Yes, kingdom. Father God, we give you glory in your name because you are wonderful. Father, how would we be without you? We would be orphans. We would be bastards. We would be homeless without any identity at all. But it's because of Jesus. We are royalty tonight. If Father, we're taking that for granted, we ask your forgiveness for taking name for granted, territory for granted. Please forgive us for taking your passion for soul granted. Please forgive us for neighbors like we should. Please, please forgive us for cursing our enemies and not blessing them instead. Like you said, Lord, forgive us for allowing the enemy to have any account. I'm not. I'm so God for being slothful about the prayer closet. So tonight, Father, we need your help down here. Like never before, you see the peril that this world is in. Gave the remedy to and by your word. You set upon this rock. Place of hell will not be able to prevent your church. The enemy is praying on your people. God is praying on your people. Praying on your divine covenant. Praying upon your we're not worried about it. We just want to make sure that we're properly aligned. We don't want there to be no open doors whereby the enemy can come in and wreak havoc on us with any legality because of sin unconfessed and undealt with. Have that tonight. My God, my God. We need you to grant repentance in the name of Jesus. Lord of Ashando, Father, help our conviction tonight. So many of us don't even get convicted no more. Oh, God. Oh, we need help. Oh, my God. Forgive us for breaking your heart, even as a nation. Oh, we cry out, oh, for America, Jesus. Oh, oh, hey, hey, have mercy. We've taken your mercy for granted. Yes, we have. Forgive us. Forgive us. Forgive us. Forgive us. God, we're sorry for being so slack and sloppy and lackadaisical about our about our faith, the precious gift of faith that you've given unto us. We've been shabby, downright nasty about the gift of salvation that you've given unto us. Have mercy. Forgive us, dear God. We need you more than ever before. Oh, move by your spirit on the hearts of men. Move by your power in our midst, even in this nation. Move. Holy Ghost in the White House. Yes, Lord, yes, Lord. Many doors have been opened. Many, many doors. We have said right now, yes, we have, and invited Satan to come on in. Sit down at the table and eat. Spend the night. Oh, Jesus, we sound the alarm. We sound the alarm. We sound the alarm in Washington, D.C. Yeah. We sound the alarm. It says the Lord our God is one Lord, and there is none other. Beside him, blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord. But sin, is a reproach to any people. We sound the alarm. We sound the alarm where every giant demon can hear it. We sound the alarm where every principality, every power, every demonic alliance and jurisdiction will hear it. And not only hear the alarm, but hear the sound of your troops marching in the Holy Ghost with power, with power, with the blood-stained banner of Jesus Christ waving in the atmosphere with the word of God, the double-edged sword piercing through every demonic soul tie and allegiance affecting this nation. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. We sound the alarm. Wake up to your fivefold generals. Every prayer warrior, every intercessor, get up. Out of your slumber, there's been a breach of security. Hallelujah. And Jesus, by the power of his blood, has given us power and authority to take back the territory that has been illegally stolen, and the territory that's been given to him through ignorance. We command blinded eyes. We command blinded eyes. I said we command blinded eyes to be opened for those that are operating in the spirit of witchcraft. White House, we target you. I said we target the White House right now. The legal system. We target you. There are some that are bound right now, thinking that what they're doing is right, because they were raised in it. They lived in it. It was fed to them generationally. Father, we want to thank you for opening the blinded eyes in the Senate, in the Congress. You got somebody on the wall, Lord Jesus, that has been assigned to win somebody out of that hellhole. Yes, Jesus, move by your power. We know you're going to show up as the righteous cry. As Zion travails, you come and see about us. You make the crooked places straight. Repairs made plain and smooth. Yes, because you are our God. We will not fear the upcoming election. We will not fear demonic activity that's being done in the White House to remove Christmas. We are not moved. We decree and declare in the name of Jesus. We herald it. We are, oh God, we sound an alarm to say to Zion, fear not, neither be thou confounded. Shunder the course, for the midst of gross darkness, not only shall the honor of the Lord's glory be revealed, but he shall make your face as flint and as an adamant stone in the face of the enemy. Yes, God, thank you for the face of flint and the adamant stone, the heart of courage, the boldness of a lion. Rise up in your people in the name of Jesus, in corporate America, in Washington, in every hamlet, in every city, in every church, in the precinct, in the firehouse. Yes, Lord, in our families, in our communities. We need power in the governor's office. Yes, Lord Jesus, the controller's office, the adjutant's office, the commissioner. Yes, Jesus, captains and generals, the armed forces, Army, Navy, Air Force, Marine, Coast Guard, Reserve. We lose. Faces of flint, adamant stone, hearts of courage, boldness as a lion, the sound mind, the word of the living God. Be loose. Yes, God. In the little babies, your little ones. Yes, God. Adamant stone, faces of flint, hearts of courage. Yes, my God. Hallelujah. Down mine, boldness of a lion. Your Joel 2 promise. Out of your spirit, you're going to pour out on all flesh, and our sons and daughters will prophesy. Oh, men dream. Jesus, loose your handmaidens to war effectively. Raising up an army. We speak to every rank. Of your army. We speak to every gift. Apostles, pastors, teachers, evangelists, pastors. Father, we speak to every fivefold ministry gift. Your apostles, your prophets, your evangelists, your pastors, your teachers. We speak to every gift, every enablement, every skill, every talent, every anointing. Father, in every region that you've allowed us to announce tonight, in every area of government, in our homes and in our communities, let your fivefold ministry legislative rule be unleashed and executed in every affair that pertains to this nation, Nandio Shaba, and the nation's relationship to the nations of this world. Rebekesh Manda. Father, we realize that there are things that must happen. Kandoroboshba. There are certain events that we cannot pray away, Shaya Babo, because it has to be in fulfillment of your word. That's of discernment. Do that for us tonight, Father. Grant us the discernment and the mind of Christ, the mind of you, Lord God, the mind of the Spirit, to know your heart and mind regarding all matters, to know that you are sovereign, that you make no mistakes, in the name of Jesus. Father, as we turn our hearts to you even on tonight, Father, I pray that after you release us from this airwave, that you will put deep down in each and every belly under the sound of my voice, and in your people in every place, a strong grip hold only made by your hand deep down in the belly. That you would shake up and stir up everything that does not belong. Father God, that you would give us a belly flushing in the name of Jesus, that we will be cleansed and purged, purified and consecrated for your perfect use. Father, we don't want anything to be in the way of your divine deposit in this hour, neither in the days to come. Father, we ask that you wash us afresh. Father, help us to consecrate like never before. Rebbe Kishma, Father, I speak a double reward of blessing upon those that have dared to consecrate themselves for your use, not only during these 31 days, but they are consecrating themselves to you as their lives, offering and sacrifice. Yes, performing their reasonable service, rendering unto you their bodies a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto you, which is our thing. What is that perfect and good gift and perfect will of you, Lord God? Father, bless them and bless them real good. I pray with a mind to run on and see what the end will be. We know that the end is victory, but for the in-between, grant us more power that comes with intimacy in you. Father, you told us you want us to love you with all of our hearts. Oh, God, with all of our passion and prayer. Oh, God, we thank you for what you're going to release, what you've already begun to download through our prayer time together. We love you, Jesus. We honor you and we praise you and we give you thanks. Now, Father, as we leave this line, Father, I pray that you would constantly bring to our remembrance to pray for our leadership in government, to pray for our churches, to pray for the nations of the world. We pray for the peace of Jerusalem. We pray that repentance and conviction will be our portion always in the name of Jesus, that we will be vessels meet for your use, vessels unto honor, sanctified for your purpose. We love you, honor you, and praise you, dear God. In Jesus' name, we seal this prayer with Jesus' blood. We bind the hand of the enemy in any attempt or intention of retaliation. In Jesus' name, amen. My beloved friend, listen, I'll be back here tomorrow night for day two of 31 days of prayer. Will you join me? Keep me in your prayers and know that you're in mine too. Same time, same station. I love you guys. God bless.